Meeting to order, but I'd like to do so with a moment of silence for what happened in Garden Grove just yesterday, Gilroy, Dayton, and El Paso. And I would like to say that I hope it's only a moment of silence. And in that sense, we have an obligation to speak up and to be heard on the issues of hate. Particularly, we know El Paso was motivated by hate. I won't be surprised if the others turn out to be that way as well. But a moment of silence is important, I can tell you, as a prayerful person, to center ourselves. But it's to center ourselves to go out and speak loudly and clearly against the voices of hate. And this commission is uniquely charged for that mission. And so I thank you for that moment, and I thank you in advance for also not just the silence, but the words we will use to prevent hate from happening.
Okay, item number 2 is monthly summary of commission activities.
Commissioner Reynolds.
There we go. So we start our new fiscal year, we started it in July, and we had one HRC meeting, and that was 8% of our goal, actually 8.3333% of our
please.
Goal. Yes. So don't despair. We're on track. We have a goal of an annual report that will be coming up later on in the fiscal year. We have a goal this year of 20 police community reconciliation cases. We've already had 6. Norma, you could tell us more about those?
Yes, I can. So the police community reconciliation program is we get low-level complaints against an officer or law enforcement agency, and we help either navigate, conciliate, or even mediate between the officer and the person that is filing the complaint. For this one specifically, I actually want to give props to Maureen Databoy, who's our newest commission staff. When she came on board, she looked at the program and she suggested that we put up a consultation form online for people to submit if they needed assistance or had questions. And that's really opened up and helped with the process. So it's really bumped up our ability to serve and increase our numbers.
Fantastic, thank you. We have a goal of 4 community police meetings, we've got 11 months to get those down. The Chiefs Advisory Boards and Sheriff's Interfaith Council, we've had 2 of those meetings so far with a goal of 8, so that's 25%, no decimal points needed. We have a goal of 40 community outreach and relationship building meetings we have for this fiscal year, and to date, already 7 of them, so that's fantastic. Police diverse community dialogues, we have a goal of 2 to arrange, and looking forward to more action in the next 11 months. The hate crime report and network meeting, is coming up, I think we're going to hear some more about what's going on with that. It's about that time of year. The support to hate crime victims, already met our goal, but we're not going to stop. We have outreach efforts, 10 of those that we are targeting for this year. Community training on intergroup relations topics, 4 of those. that we are hoping to achieve. We have a goal of one annual award program and to participate in community-based and outreach symposiums at least twice this year. So it's very early in the fiscal year, but it looks like we're off to a good start in terms of meeting our numerical matrix. I would expect that, sadly, this is going to be a busy year, as Rabbi Rick just mentioned. You know, just in the last week, we've had almost one a day, awful hate crimes or what we suspect are hate crimes. This is a community that is going to need all of our participation and all of our work.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Sorry. Item number 3 is welcome new District 4 Commissioner Joanne P. Matsuba.
Commissioner, welcome. We are so glad to have you here. It's always nice to have new faces here because it provides great diversity and insight and knowledge. Your resume is very impressive. I'm most interested in the cookie couples, what that is about. But no, just tell us about yourself and where you come from and how you get to this table. We welcome you warmly.
Oh, thank you. I'm here from Fullerton. I live in Fullerton, and we've been residents there for 30 years. I'm a registered nurse, but I've been mostly dedicating myself to the community and working in community outreach and working with the homeless and undocumented immigrants and a variety of things. So I'm very excited about being a part of the commission and being able to help to allay some of the hate that we see in our community, and looking forward to working with you.
Well, welcome. So glad Thank that you. You're here. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome.
Okay, next is open forum, and we do have one request to speak, Pat Davis.
Pat, welcome.
I thought there'd be a line.
That was last month.
Yes, my name is Pat Davis. I live in District 4. Welcome. And we do work with the homeless. I'm part of Housing is a Human Right OC, and we know Father Dennis and others quite well, and just spent time a little bit with the collaborative at a recognition. They were trying to do cheerleading, get teachers back to start school. It was 3 hours. I got a 12-year-old sitting there like, you're going to enjoy this. Watch your teachers give speeches. But it was actually quite delightful. Quite an orientation. Her older sister was there, too. So that was kind of fun to be there as grandma and do things. But I did want to come back and say hi again. We are excited about the notion of having a way to report hate incidents. Doesn't that sound like a silly thing to be excited about? But we will, in fact, and are training advocates now on how to do the reporting piece, because as I've listened to myself, I listen to others, while maybe our groups are not in other protected classes, as we talked last time, they certainly do rise to the level of a hate incident, and we will be more active in doing that and start actually a training with our boots on the ground this last Monday, having gotten some information from the council, so certainly appreciate that. Also, we are moving forward, we did a trauma-informed care workshop this last Monday, which was, I couldn't believe how well attended it was. And these, we work with folks who are on the street, are poor, whatever the issue is that got them to that situation. But what we're finding is the folks who do the work are pretty worn out, and it's pretty taxing, and most are volunteers. We partnered with agencies, service providers, some who we do not like a lot as a rule, but they came in the room and they were there. Most were workers, and they were the ones doing the bidding of the agencies that we have our issues with. And it was a great mix, about 42 people in the room. And they, I would say more than half and all the agency staff who came have committed to do probably a 2-day retreat and monthly follow-ups and probably some healing circles and things like that too. So it feels like a nice twist, because as one who has a lot of privilege and an ability to kind of restore myself. I'm around a lot of folks who don't have that privilege, so to try to be able to perpetuate that is great. So thank you. And I'm sure I'll be back. They must be here. I'm sure they're here somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I just want to comment on one of your comments about the reporting of hate crime. I believe in my core that all across the country, and in Orange County, which I know best, it is terribly, terribly underreported, particularly hate incidents. Just in my position as a rabbi, I literally get a call a week from a member of my synagogue who says, you know, my kid was walking down the hallway and they were throwing pennies down the hallway, or, I mean, happening all the time. And we do, the staff does a great job of collecting that information from the Anti-Defamation League, from CARE, from all the other partners that we have, and it's still, you know, less than 100 every year. And I just know I probably get 100 reports just, you know, on the telephone. The more we can report it, the more we can address it. And it's not to put Orange County in any kind of negative light. We have to be transparent. We have to show, in addition to all the good works that are happening in Orange County, and see that balance, because that's very important as well. The other thing I'll just mention, it wasn't in my role as commissioner, but the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, who is also my brother, was appointed by the governor to be the chair of the homelessness task force. So we're telling him about a lot that's happening here regarding homelessness and the intersection with mental health, and came down and did a two-day tour of homelessness Orange County, and it was really, his eyes were, you know, wide open, and very impressed actually by all the advocacy that is taking place by a number of the public officials who are really trying now in earnest to solve these problems, particularly Supervisor Doe and the others, and really seeing Orange County as moving in the right direction in solving a number of these issues. So that was a really positive thing. That was just on the day after we had our homelessness conference here at the Orange County Human Relations Commission, which was quite, we had about, Chief, I don't think you were here, we had about 35 speakers, more than we've had in about 6 years here at the commission. So it was.
I promise I didn't skip the meeting on purpose.
It was quite impressive. It was quite something. So, and important messages to hear as well. Okay, so I want to add, let's do number four.
Item number four, receive and approve nomination committee slate for fiscal year 1920, commission officers, and vote in new officers.
Okay, so we had a straw poll, I will call it, via email, but we have to actually do it officially here, and not as a slate of officers, but each position individually for the public record. For the position of commission chair, Michael Reynolds has been nominated. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Seeing none, let us take a vote on the nomination as chair of the commission, with Commissioner Reynolds filling that spot. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? I would like to add my vote as well. Aye. A unanimous vote for commission chair for Commissioner Reynolds. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now for the vice chair, no relation, another Dr. Commissioner Carrie Reynolds, for vice chair, has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, let us take a vote. All those in favor of Dr. Carrie Reynolds, commissioner, to be vice chair, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? You have been unanimously elected once again. Congratulations. Four more years. No, congratulations. Congratulations. It's important to the chair and vice chair work primarily with Norma, and really are the representative of the whole commission at a number of public fora, and whenever we're called upon, and of course to lead the meetings as well. So congratulations to the both of you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And if I may say a word, I would speak certainly on my own behalf, but I think I also speak on behalf of everybody who knows you, Rick. You have provided a unique blend of wisdom, of compassion, of practicality, and of activism to the community in Orange County and to this commission, which serves that community. I want to thank you very much for that. I hope you don't mind that I intend to lean on those qualities to obtain your advice in my new role as chair.
Thank you.
Say something.
I'd just like to say a resounding amen to what Commissioner Reynolds just said. We are indebted to you for your excellent leadership for the last several years, Rick. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's an honor. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Can we get a round of applause for Rick?
Yeah. From the gallery, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. We do have a presentation that I'm adding in. Not really. I'm just going to call upon Renee, if that's okay, to share with us some updates about bylaws and other things, and also to introduce our new county council as well, who we'd like to meet.
Absolutely. Thank you. So this is our newest county council member, John Cleveland. So John is going to be supporting several of the OC community resources programs, including housing, homeless, and veterans, seniors, and the Human Relations Commission. So John, this is the Human Relations Commission. He's already been working on the bylaws. He has some time next week dedicated solely to work on them. So Golnez has passed along our latest version. There's just a few things that need to be cleaned up, and I think there were some questions that needed to be answered. And he has some time, like I said, dedicated. So we should have a very close version in the coming weeks.
And can you tell us the process one more time? It gets approved by the board first, or gets approved by us first? I forget how it goes.
So we'll bring it to the ad hoc committee. We'll bring it to the full commission, and the commission will vote to move it forward to the Board of Supervisors. Once we're ready to move it forward, my office will take the lead and submit it. It's an ASR, an agenda staff report, to the Board of Supervisors. It'll be heard during a public meeting, and the supervisors will then take action.
And is that a public meeting in which probably the chair and vice chair and other commissioners should show up, or staff handles that?
We handle the paperwork process. You are more than welcome to be in the audience and also speak during public comments if you wish.
Yeah, it's probably important for us to do that. You'll let us know. Absolutely. With advance notice.
We'll have at least a month's notice. The paperwork process dictates how far in advance we have to submit things, so we'll know at least a month in advance.
Okay.
Of the actual board date.
That's great. Thank you.
John, would you
County
like
Council,
to
welcome. Thank you. Any wisdom for us?
I'm just happy to support you. Thank you very much. It's great to meet you this morning, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. I think there were, yes. So the bylaws, the form. So we're moving forward with the approval process for the commission to host the form.
Which form is this? Is this the
Freed? This is the high school.
It's the Freed one.
Right. We're currently working on a draft flyer for the event, a save the date, and an actual flyer that will be approved by the CEO's office, the PIO. So we should have something to them early next week.
Terrific.
Okay.
Thank you for all your support, Renee.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Any questions
and
for Renee?
I think we have, the form, the bylaws.
Free speech.
Free speech. Free speech versus public speech document. It is currently being reviewed. We are passing it along to County Council. The county's goal is to ensure that the commission isn't put in jeopardy or the county isn't liable for any of the guidance being suggested. So John is going to take a look at it in the coming weeks.
Great. And so John will come back and report, or you'll report on his behalf?
Either or, depending on his schedule.
Okay.
We'll invite him back each month, but unfortunately he supports other areas, one of them being the homeless and housing that has a conflicting date with their meeting date. So I think we'll see him often, but it'll kind of be last minute depending on if he gets called.
And if it's helpful, I'll give you my business card so you can reach out to me if you have, you know, anything you want to discuss about the those guidelines or the bylaws as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
And then I think Norma's going to give you an update on the actual hate crimes report, but we've been in contact and it is moving along the county approval process. So we've already submitted a draft press release to our CEO, PIO, that is in the process of getting approved. As soon as it's approved, we will be in a position to release to the general public. One of the things we're waiting on is a statement from Supervisor Lisa Bartlett. She's very supportive, but we need an official statement from her.
A statement?
In the press release, inviting the public to the actual event.
Got it.
And then I think Norma will give you an update on the other piece.
Great. Renee, thanks again. You're really terrific, and we really appreciate it. It's important work, and to have the support to do the important work is really encouraging.
Well, thank you for the kind words, but yeah. I do enjoy working with you, and anything I can do to support, please.
Thanks. Thank you. All right.
Okay, item number 5 is Commission Staff Report, Hate Crimes Report Update, and Human Relations Forum Number 1 Update.
Okay, so just to add to Renee's information, we did send out the draft to the county for approval. Once that's done, my hope is that we would be able to bring the final version to you at the next meeting, and so you're able to see the final product. The Human Relations Council is already organizing their release event, and Chief Hamill was amazing in finding a space for the council to be able to hold this event in Irvine, and a beautiful new space in Los Olivos community. So I know the council's working on finalizing their flyer and sending that out. I'll make sure that all the commissioners are in that listserv, so you're able to get the invitation. And just as a side note, the Bernstein family will be our speakers that day. So they're the parents of Blaise Bernstein, the hate crime victim. So they also added a piece to the hate crime report this year. I had an opportunity to meet with them. They're amazing human beings, and they're really committed to this work. And they wanted to ensure that they could partner with the commission and the commission staff to be able to relay that message about their experience, but then their campaign Blaze Out Forward. So they'll be at the event. They have a piece in our hate crime report, and you'll be able to see that.
What's the date again, Mark?
September 26th at 9 a.m. Moving forward with Human Relations Forum, so I think that Renee kind of covered that. We were just waiting to get the county approval to continue, have the ad hoc continue to meet and kind of move forward with the planning. So as soon as we hear back, then I will send out an email to all the ad hoc committee members to resume planning for the event. That's it.
Okay. It's a Thursday morning. Got it. Great. Did you have a question? Sorry.
No, I was just waiting for the next item to be called.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Item number 6, update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment briefly. I know we just spoke about it. We had a moment of silence. Thank you for that, about the active intruder events, the tragedy that's happened in Dayton and El Paso and then Garden Grove yesterday. Just comment on it from a first responder perspective, police perspective, and, you know, what happens is, as we see, is that these things happen across the United States. Yesterday was much more closer to home, but it reverberates throughout every community, obviously, including Irvine and every other city in Orange County. And so there's always, needs from the community that we try to respond to. There's always concerns for safety. And I know I feel confident speaking on behalf of law enforcement across the county that we all do our very best jobs as law enforcement professionals to respond and support our community, provide extra patrols when necessary. Most departments now, if not the vast majority, have robust training programs where we go into the faith-based community, schools, business community, and hospitals, and offer training on how people can respond if these tragedies should occur. We talk about prevention and a lot of the resources we have in the county to try to identify red flags and stop these things before they happen. And just wanted to just philosophically just comment on law enforcement's dedication and thought in terms of our role in preventing, responding, and supporting our communities when these tragedies occur.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you for those words, and thank you for what you do and who you represent. I mean, the fact that the Dayton Police Department responded within 30 seconds is a remarkable thing and prevented much more death. And you and your fellow brothers and sisters in law enforcement literally put their lives on the line, and we could not be more appreciative, so thank you so much.
Okay, item number 7 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
I can't remember if we, so we reported on it already. We reported on the last big meeting, and yesterday we had an executive council meeting with the sheriff and planned our next event, which is in September. I hope everybody's getting the emails to invite them. Would you ask Gail to put all the commissioners on the, this is, okay. Yeah, did you not get it? Okay, so you'll double check. Because you would really be moved by the kind of work we're doing at the Sheriff's Interfaith Council. As I said, 50 or 60 religious leaders talking about really important issues in which our community can come together. And it is a commission program along with the sheriff. And really, you're all more than welcome to attend and be part of that community. I think you would really enjoy that.
And what is the date of that?
I can look it up. Give me 10 seconds here. It is, I think, I'll find it for you. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I don't know. I'll have to find it for you.
That's fine.
I will send it to you. We'll get it to you. Yeah, absolutely.
And that will go to everybody.
That's the intention. Do you have it?
Is Thursday, September 12th, and it's going to be in Mission Viejo.
At the Mission Viejo Mosque.
The OC Islamic Foundation. Thursday, September 12th at 11 a.m.
Okay, Jamie.
Okay, next is announcements from commissioners.
Well, since we have a lot of time, we are going to call on Carrie.
Thank you. I'd just like to pass on some thank yous from Dr. Bedell, who we honored at our last meeting. She felt very appreciated. That was the word she used. She said, I work really hard. This is a thankless job many times, like policing is many times. But she said this was such an honor, and she wanted to thank all of us for taking the time to consider the nominations and to really give them some scrutiny. And we did. We chose her because her offering, her contribution was so different. I mean, think of it. It's not just putting your child in a home for autistic children. It would be like putting your child who's dying of cancer and has autism in this home. It's really for extreme cases of children who are disabled and impaired. So anyway, with that said, she wanted to thank you so much. And also, I want to add that I did make apologies to Supervisor Steele, who came for that award presentation, but we had so many people in the audience that day that it took away the time, and she had to leave. She had another appointment. But she wanted to say she was very proud of the commission for doing the Goodwill Project, and she just thinks it's a wonderful addition to what we do.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Well, I just want to take the opportunity to thank everybody for being able to serve as chair. I want to thank Norma and her amazing staff, who really do just an incredible job. And just, yeah, they really do. And I just... having been in this work now for many years, and seeing where our country is going, it becomes very clear to me that certainly guns are an issue, and hate is an issue, and isolation is an issue, and video games are an issue, and white male 20-year-olds who are disaffected are an issue. There are lots of issues to deal with. And I believe that the real problem facing our country is that many of our leaders are not willing to sit down at a table together and talk. Even if you have differing opinions, which is what this country is based on, to not be willing to sit at a table and talk about how we solve problems, even if we have different perspectives, none of these major issues will ever get really addressed in an effective way. Furthermore, when we have people with whom we disagree, which is, again, a very American thing, we don't then demonize those people or call them unpatriotic or whatever it might be, because in so doing, whatever message they speak will be irrelevant because you have cut them off. I think we would do well in this country, from the highest levels to even school boards, to be giving everyone the benefit of the doubt that their intentions are right, even if you don't agree with that which they are proposing or trying to implement. That's why we have voting. I mean, you don't like the idea, you vote it out. Or you don't like the person, you vote them out. But these major issues that we're wrestling with that are so critical and tearing at the heart of our nation in really hateful ways can never, ever be solved unless our leaders sit down with one another. I mean, it does, in some ways, there are shining examples in Orange County, whether it's in the mental health world, in the homelessness world, and even at the highest levels, where political lines are less important and solving problems are more important. I've been really impressed over the last couple years in particular with the approach of many of our Orange County leadership. And I think the commission is a shining example of that as well. I mean, I can tell you, we don't all agree here on lots of different things, but boy, we're able to talk and share and approach things in really thoughtful, kind ways while assuming the very best of each other, not the worst of each other. And I sure hope that catches on. And I know under Michael and Carrie's leadership, that will absolutely continue to carry on. And so that's why we do this work. So thank you again for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to many, many more important issues to solve. So.
Thank you. So well said.
Thank you. Thank you. Chief.
Just wanted to reiterate the thoughts from Michael and Carrie and say thanks for your leadership and everything you do on behalf of this commission and for the community.
Thank you, Chief. So much. Thank you all. I think we can adjourn the meeting.
Sure.
Meeting adjourned. Congratulations. Fastest meeting in history.
Should we crown Michael?
No, but no gavel today. Usually there's a gavel. Yeah. Forgot the gavel.
No crowns in democracy.
Sure.
That we heard.
Sure.
Jamie, if you wouldn't mind, can you take a picture?